Welcome Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon.
Sarah, good afternoon to you and thank you for being with us.
Pleasure, thank you.
Sarah, you're going to talk to us today about the new brand SA CEO. I'm going to admit up front, I know nothing about this guy. Is there controversy surrounding the appointment?
No, it's not that at all. It's a breath of fresh air, and it's not a guy. It's a lady. Oh, she's the chair.
Okay, wrong.
Tandi Tobias.
Oh, wow.
And she's been in, she has, until this appointment, she's been in Parliament for 15 years. She's in that time, she's been the chair of two important portfolio committees, Whip of the Finance Committee and member of the Standing Committee on Public Accounts. So by all accounts, she is not, no slouch. What I'd like to do, you see, if one remembers, Brand South Africa is essentially our marketing agency. It's tasked with building and communicating a unified nation brand globally.
Okay.
Right now, I think her task is like selling a piece of moldy cheese that's lying at the back of the fridge.
Yes.
But it was incredibly refreshing to read her interview with Chris Barron in this week's Sunday Times. And I'd like to read some of what she said, and you'll see what I mean.
Okay.
She says, South African politicians, including government ministers, don't understand the negative impact of their utterances and behavior on the country's image, nor the economic consequences. It's very important that they understand that how they conduct themselves and their messaging should put SA in a positive light and help build the brand. Sometimes they don't understand this. Sometimes they play a very dangerous role in the markets. What they need to understand is that it's all about economic growth. Any message that is going to hinder economic growth is a negative message. Too often they indulge in ill-informed populism to curry favor with their local base and damage the country's interests in the process. They must understand they represent Brand SA Incorporated, and in most cases they don't. Just to say, investors are interested in a stable country, in stable economic policies, because they do long-term investments. They want to invest in countries where there is stability and consistency. When the messaging is inconsistent or contradicts the reality, it does very serious harm. I speak from experience, she says. Now, that is, I don't know how you feel about it, but that is very, very straightforward. And I think she's pointing out in no uncertain terms that she can't make South Africa look good in the eyes of the global world.
I find that quite an incredible
politicians
message.
Politicians have to.
I mean, that's really a message that the Institute of Race Relations would be putting out every single day. It's no different to anything that you'd be saying.
Absolutely. Basically, you can't expect me, what she's saying is you can't expect me to do the job of marketing the country if I'm working off a very poor base.
It's self-evident. I mean, it's just so utterly obvious. I was driving in the car this afternoon and I heard a competitor radio station talking about Davos. And I was thinking, I mean, really, Sarah, what are they going to Davos to market? I mean, why would you put your money in a country that can't provide you with electricity to produce the goods, to produce the profit that you want to be, which is the reason for the investment? It just boggles the brain.
I think it's actually at this stage they go to Davos to create or to be imbued, try and be imbued with a sense of self-importance, because we have nothing to sell, and I don't believe our president is going to put anything to the global economy that they don't already know. And I can't remember when we're supposed to be considered for a downgrade, but it's just, there is nothing at the moment to sell positively unless some really important policy decisions were made and action taken.
You know, I was reading another article last night. They were talking about Ramaphosa and the fact that it's just long dead and buried. Mm. You know, it just does not exist anymore. In fact, consumer confidence is lower now than it ever was before he came into power. And you just think something is not adding up. This is a businessman. This is a man who knows what needs to be done. Mm. Is it just purely because he's just so weak that he can't do it? Is that
I think we unfortunately have the wrong man for the job. That what the job required was someone of courage and determination who was prepared to take the risk that in putting forward his vision and with the ministers that supported him and the NEC members who supported him, and really take on the guys who just want to pull us back to the dark ages. And that was, and he's not that man.
It's interesting because I find myself over this whole Brexit debate feeling jealous of the English having Boris Johnson. Not because I'm a particular fan of Boris Johnson. No, that wasn't it. But it was because he was a leader who decided this is what I needed to do and I'm not going to compromise in order to do it. And yeah. I just thought
it's exactly right. I mean, the thing about Boris Johnson, as you say, whether you like him or not, and I've become more fond of him because he's done exactly that. He's grabbed the nettle. He doesn't suffer fools gladly. That's not going to make him very popular, and he's not your baby kissing type.
No.
But it's that single-minded, short, simple message that he got across to the voters, and you have a sense that even if he does it badly, he's at least going to do something.
So what's it going to take, Sarah? I mean, we all know what needs to be done. There's no brain surgery involved here. Do we have to break first?
Well, you see, that funny, we were discussing that earlier this week in a meeting. And it's interesting to watch sort of colleagues sort of become despondent because we've reached a point where things have narrowed to the possibility that it all has to crash and burn before we can climb out of the hole.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm mixing a whole lot of metaphors.
No, well, I understand. I kind of agree with that.
And I'm kind of it gave me an idea because it was quite sobering. And I'm actually working on an idea which I need to develop before I sort of talk about it seriously. But I think we have to some extent, try to find a way of making up for the muscularity that's missing in the presidency.
That will be a very interesting article to read, that is for sure. You and I have had a discussion before where I've put it to you that, you know, could it be that because there wasn't the political will to make the necessary changes, that they were actually waiting for the IMF bailout to be told this is what has to be done? And, you know. Well,
yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's certainly one view, is that, you know, almost are we sinking? Are we just going along until that the declaration of junk status is made and we have to make some very hard choices? Because the West isn't going to bail us out and China isn't going to bail us out. So, and the people who they would otherwise consider friends, they don't have any money to spread around. So, you know, people say, well, okay, they'll go for prescribed assets. But essentially what you're going to do is milk the taxpayer base dry while it's shrinking. So we might have to, and, you know, a lot of countries have had to, including, Britain in the mid-60s to the mid-70s over that period. The economy was in such trouble that they were begging America for huge loans, etc. So it's not that we're the only country to have made mistakes. What our biggest mistake is that we've been around and this government is living in an era which we know that to be a successful country, you have to do certain things, and they're not doing them.
I've got the gumph to do it. Sarah, that is where we're going to have to leave it. As always, thank you so much for your input. Yeah, that was a really interesting discussion. We didn't intend to be negative, but what we want to do is present you with the facts so that you can make the necessary decisions accordingly.